With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. 8 trees along Riverside Drive have been taken down by the City of Monroe. The action was taken due to storm damage from October's tornadoes. After next January, several more magnolia trees are set to be cut down. Last month, those trees were flagged for inspection and possible removal because of tornado damage that was felt across the Garden District, damaging hundreds of homes. Tensaw Basin Levee District officials flagged the trees for inspection to determine which were unsalvageable and need to be removed for safety concerns. Some were damaged so badly they would rot or succumb to disease if left standing. None of those trees pose an immediate threat. Caddo Parish Sheriff's deputies say a small plane crashed in Red River after its pilot reported landing gear problems. Detective Bobby Herring says the crash was reported just after 1:20 Sunday afternoon after the plane attempted a landing at Shreveport's downtown airport. Herring said the pilot was told by those on the ground that his landing gear was not down, even though his instrument said that the gear was down and locked. Herring says the crash was just south of the airport in a hard-to-access area. He says the 34-year-old pilot, who was not identified as of yet, was not injured and was rescued by a sheriff's patrol boat. The United States Postal Service says if you're shipping by Standard Post, today's the last day to get that package in the mail for an on-time Christmas delivery. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carwile reports on the very busy day at the post office.
Spokesman McKinney Boyd says today is the post office's busiest day statewide.
Today we're going to process probably around 354,000 packages.
And that does not include the 1.5 million cards and letters that will be mailed today for the true procrastinator. December 23rd is the deadline to send a package using Priority Mail Express. Boyd says if you want to avoid lines at the post office, you can visit the website at ups.com.
We also offer online free package pickup.
Scott Carwile reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast. Slight chance of an isolated shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies later this evening, the low tonight in the low 40s. This is KEDM News.